Now I would like to give a floor to Mr. Philippe Cusson from DigiTrade, who is a negotiator from our EU side.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Taras, you make my life difficult because I know that Alan is waiting for us to disagree and then to make a synthesis and to say that you disagree with us, according to experience I have with him. But anyway, I'm sorry, Alan, but I don't disagree with Taras what was explained, and that's exactly the where the things are as far as the technical aspect of the agreement is concerned. I just would like to not to repeat what was said and highlight some other elements in this CFTA, and in particular, to be back on one element which was mentioned by one lady, and the fact that should we initial or not this agreement, the CFTA and the whole agreement. I think we shouldn't overestimate too much what initialing is, because there is not a D-Day before no agreement, and after the D-Day, an agreement. No, it's a very long process, which lasts more or less 2 years, since the leaders agree, think the breakthrough, and the one Ambassador Teixeira repeated this morning, which is for the DCFTA in October and for the association agreement in November. That was the basic agreement between the leaders, and then we have the whole process which will lead to the ratification and to the entry into force, and it will last 1 year and a half or 2 years. So what is initialing? Initialing is taking each and every page, more or less hundreds of pages, and signing each and every page, meaning that Taras and myself, we agree on each and every words out of these pages. So it's a technical process. So what is very important is what was said during the Eastern Partnership ministerial meeting in September. We have to conclude the agreement by the end of the year if the condition, the political condition, are met. I don't want to elaborate on this. It was done this morning already. So Trade Commissioner De Gucht was clear on 20th of October in the European Parliament together with Mr. Klouyev, first Vice Prime Minister, he said if the conditions are met. But the technical process, the technical work continues, and the next step is to conclude in a summit in the 19th of December. So what do we have to do right now? We have to put all together the details of the deal which was made by our leaders. So I'm going to disagree a bit with you, Taras, because export duties, our leaders agree that, okay, there is an export duty of 15%, but at least the EU should be an advantage of 5 percentage points. 15% minus 5 percentage point, for me it's 10. For Ukraine it's 14.5. So what we have to do next week, because we're going to have a technical discussion, probably the last one.
And just to say, it will be a technical discussion about difference in understanding of term percentage point.
Voilà.
Not about figures. So, you know, it's purely academical discussion.
So, Alan, maybe we need you next week as an economist to explain us figures. Maybe we will end up with 13%. I don't know. But anyway, so just to illustrate what we have to do right now, we have to conclude on a technical basis what our leaders agreed just in October. Another element I would like to mention is the fact that some economists, and Veronica just released, you are co-author of a very interesting study very recently about the DCFTA, the economists look ahead on the consequences of the DCFTA, what it will bring to both partners. I'm going to look backwards, and not only to look ahead, but to look from experience we had with some other countries with which we concluded the CFTA, or at that time, not the CFTA, but FTAs or FTS Plus, including services. I would like to refer to the agreement we concluded, the biggest agreement we concluded before Korea, which was concluded this year. It's too early to appraise Korea, but with South Africa, with Mexico, not to speak about Tunisia. With all these agreements, after 5 years, I was struck to consider that after 5 years, the trade turnover in between the EU and each of these countries increased by 30, 40, or 50%. And I would add also that a similar experience happened with another country with which the EU concluded an FTA, which was, technically speaking, very similar to the one we concluded with Ukraine. It was with Poland 15 years ago. And after a couple of years, for Poland too, Poland shifted, increases its turnover trade flows with the EU by 50% more or less in 5 years. What does it mean for concrete people? It means that the country is totally different to what it was before. So beyond figures, there is a reality. And Mr. Shentsov, you mentioned the fact that this agreement, the FTA, as part of the broader political package, touches the whole society, and you're right. So it's a process, which not a technical process, but a process of totally changing the society, which will benefit from this agreement. So I would just add another element, just to focus very much on trade. One, the agreement will be totally enforced after very few years. The EU exporters exporting toward Ukraine will save more or less 400 million of custom duties. And the other way around, it will be more or less 500 million custom duties because the EU has higher tariff than Ukraine. So this amount of money is not going to be paid by the economic operators. So it impacts very much on development of trade. But I don't want to elaborate too much on this because other person here, economists, are more qualified than me to do these kind of things. So that's what I wanted to say. I just wanted to pay once again, it was done this morning by Bachelet Teixeira, but to Eva Sinoviec, who ran the process, Eva, in a difficult time, because as Ambassador Teixeira said, we have a momentum since the last year. But for the DCFTA negotiation, for the first 3 years, were a bit difficult. The fault of nobody, because Ukraine was discovering the beauty. In particular, I remember for phytosanitary measures, you discovered how complex it was, the acquis communautaire. So Eva ran the show at that moment. It was difficult, but I think we now are very close to succeed. And Taras also, for you, two babies this year, your daughter and the DCFTA.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And actually, I would like to add that that for sure that the two thought of this period of negotiations was a period of knowing each other, because it took a lot of time to explain to Ukrainian stakeholders what are the benefits of agreement, but also to the EU to understand the sensitivities on our side. That's why the first, I think, that 3 years we have been in a tactic discussion and so on and so on. Like that's why. But these three long period of talks actually lead to good understanding of each other and positive results during the last period of discussion.
Thank you so much. In this way, we learned about the beauty of negotiations. That's really something.